What's up, everybody? Welcome to Shooting the Sports-ish here on Shooting the Sports-ish. This is the late night-ish because it is late night and we are live and it is late. But Tom and I are here to talk about Sweet 16. We'll talk about some games that happened earlier in the first round, second round as well. But before we do that, you guys should get this video, huh? Now, here's the beautiful thing about this show. I, Big 12 guy, you, Big 10 guy, we have now doubled the Big 12 and the Big 10's presence in the tournament by existing to talk about this show.
You know what? To my extent for that, I will leave you with there's one Big 10 team left, and it's mine. So, hey, you know what? Screw the rest of the Big 10. I'm happy Ohio State got killed. I'm happy Illinois got upset. I don't care.
I was very happy for the Ohio State upset because I happened to take Oral Roberts live, and
dude,
it was
quite profitable. I took it hard. Oral just took care of me up and down that day.
That's such a group. Let's talk about some of the. Let's talk. We're not going to talk about too much about the first round because this is going to be. We're going to talk about the Sweet 16. We're going to talk about the lines that are out on DraftKings right now. But let's talk about a couple of The Big Ten and the Big 12 got demolished in this tournament so far. All that's left is Michigan and Baylor. And, you know,
I didn't know that. I thought there was two teams left. So it's just Michigan and Baylor then.
There's just Michigan and Baylor from the Big 12 and the Big 10. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So you have left over in these games. So, I mean, let's just go here. Kansas got killed last night, by the way. Kansas got absolutely demolished last night. And I, as someone that does not care for Rock Chalk Jayhawk, am not upset about it because I don't care for Kansas. I don't care for Bill Self. It is a bummer that the team that ruined Baylor's undefeated streak did lose in the second round to USC. But the Pac-12 is unbelievably good, and I did not know that.
I don't think anyone knew that. I don't think going to this tournament, you were like, hey, we're going to give you two teams left from X and Y, but we're going to give you this. And I'm like, wait, I didn't think it was supposed to happen like that, man.
Not at all.
I think to me, it's the shooting difference. People talk about the defense, and that's fine. The shot selections seem so much smarter when watching some of those games. I don't know if it's a mental thing in the tournament, or I don't know if their coach just, hey, listen, take better shots, optimize your possessions. I'm not sure, but it's worked.
Yeah, Cam, our buddy Cam's here. Of course, he's here to talk about basketball. Go Ducks, quack, quack. Listen, the Oregon Ducks beat up on Iowa, the Iowa Hawkeyes. And I, for one, was not really surprised. I know a lot of people really loved Iowa. I think we all talked about in our bracket show 2 weeks ago. I think we talked about none of us really being big on Iowa. They were waiting to be upset the way they were upset yesterday, the whole season.
Agreed. They're super top heavy from a team standpoint. When you get into a tournament,
they're just Luka Garza. They're just Luka Garza.
Exactly. So when you get into a tournament standpoint, it's like he's not going to be able to do this night in and night out. It didn't shock me at all.
I mean, he did do it last night. I mean, he dropped like dropped 40 points and 8 rebounds. But I mean, he didn't get much help from anyone else.
The team didn't shock me. The team loss didn't shock me. He had to do so much during the season, the Big Ten, just to win games for that team. Like, it was all him. And you knew it was going to fly in the tournament.
Right. And they didn't, they don't play any defense either, which has a lot to do with it. They just don't play any defense in Iowa at all whatsoever, not even remotely. Not a shock in any form or fashion to me that they lost. Kansas losing early, I think, is a shocker to some people, but this Kansas team is not what they were before. And now we have our Sweet 16 games here. We have Gonzaga versus Creighton, which I'm surprised Creighton got as far as they did. We have USC versus Oregon. And then we have Michigan versus Florida State, which is going to be a tough game for your Wolverines, but a very good game. UCLA and Alabama. UCLA, man, making it to the Sweet 16 from a play-in game, beating another team that you hate in Michigan State. Baylor has Villanova, Arkansas versus Oral Roberts, Loyola Chicago and Oregon State, Syracuse and Houston. That's exactly how we drew it up, right?
Oh, yeah. We when we drew everything up, we're like, okay, Loyola's making another roll. Give me some Oral here. Michigan will be fine. Baylor will be fine. That's cool. No problem. Gonzaga's going to roll. Illinois is going to get bounced early because why not? UCLA is going to make this ride of doom to where somehow they're only, and we'll get in the odds in a second, they're only a 6.5-point underdog in the Sweet 16. Like,
I know.
It's crazy what they've done.
So let's talk about let's talk about the first game. Going to pick back up on Saturday. So quite a bit of time for all of you guys. What we're going to do is, the line is 6.5 points is what it's moved to so far. Cam says that the line came out at -6 today for Loyola. The very first game that starts on Saturday at 1:40 Central Time is going to be Oregon State, the Beavers, 6.5-point dogs going against Loyola Chicago. They respect the defense from these teams. The Vegas set the game total at 125 points. And you know what? I think it's going to go under.
I think the line for game points is fine. Okay. My line for game points isn't an issue when I looked at this. Why is Loyola a 6.5-point favorite right now? I understand fundamentally the way they play defense in the tournament. You've schooled me on this. You've explained it to me. I get it. My other basketball friends have said the same. There comes a point where that defense is just going to stop when you're playing a tournament with multiple games. Tone, I've got Oregon State winning. I've got them winning by at least 7, maybe 8. And that's all I'll bet it to.
Andrew Augustin's here, and he says that he says he's enjoying being first place in our group until the Elite Eight starts. Yes, it is going to be crazy after the Elite Eight. I think Oregon State wins here too. The money line is +225, so there's a lot of value there.
Yep.
The thing is, though, do you want to doubt Sister Jean?
Yep.
Dude, I don't.
Sister Jean had her run of grace. It was amazing. Nobody asked for Sister Jean too, okay?
I mean, we're getting it, though. I mean, she was right. She said that Illinois was going to shoot and make 30% of their threes, and they can take care of that. And they did. And she was right. And now, mind you, I think Oregon State, like, they did just beat Illinois. Here's the thing. Like, the reason why Loyola Chicago is getting the love they're getting is because they beat a freaking fantastic Illinois team. They beat an Illinois team they had no business in beating. They held them down to very low scoring, their lowest of the year, held their all their shooting percentages in check. Oregon State is good. They're not getting the respect because the Pac-12 still is not getting respect.
How many times can you play your best game humanly possible in the tournament?
How do we know that was their? How do we know that's their best game over and over again? That's not just their game.
Even if there wasn't their best game, and I think it may have been, but even if it wasn't, okay, it's not like Illinois had a good game plan going into it. A lot of things had to go right, in my opinion, for Loyola to beat Illinois. It happened. Obviously, you're absolutely right. It happened. They beat a good team. Do I thought they may have been favored by maybe 1 or 2? I wouldn't have yelled, but 6.5 seems crazy to me.
6.5 is a lot. In this round, I think it's a lot. I mean, there's a bigger spread. There's a couple of spreads that are the same. I mean, the spreads are kind of wild on these games. I don't think that they're going to be particularly close. Betting it, I'm definitely taking +6.5. I might flirt with the money line, but I'll probably do that live. I think Loyola Chicago will win this game. I've gone back and forth.
Really? Really? Yeah,
I just respect their defense. They have a good big man. I think Oregon State is good and they're hot, but all hot streaks have to come to an end. And they're going to have like 5 days off before they play again. That's a long time to go without playing. You can cool off. I'm going to go with Loyola Chicago. I'm going to bet Oregon State +6.5. I think that the game will be close, but I think Loyola Chicago will squeak out by 2, maybe 3 points.
I think this is one of my favorite percentage games of the next round. I'm going to go... Oregon State, you can go money line, you can go higher up to 5.5. That's where I'm betting in this one. I just feel Oregon State's going to pull it off. They'll get up toward the end. It'll be free throws to start looking at those points, 4.5, 5.5. That's where I see it. Now, Tony, it's not to say you're wrong, because, again, if the defense happens, if this game turns out to be 48-46, which some Vegas people are predicting, right, then, yeah, I mean, you're in good shape.
Yeah, that's another reason, too, is that I think that they're not going to be I don't think there's any way they cover, because the point totals are going to be too low for a cover. They're going to be too low for a cover for Loyola Chicago. I think they win. They don't cover. Andrew says it sucks being in California, not being able to bet. You would have made me so much money by now. I have been hot. I'm 23 and 16 in the tournament on pregame lines. It has been very good.
Fire. You have been. Yeah.
3-1 in the NBA right now, looking at going 5-1 on the night. So it is nuts.
there's always runs, Andrew, and that's awesome. But the run Tony's on right now is pretty impressive. And I've rolled a lot of the same bets. I've rolled with him, and the ones that he hasn't cost me a lot of money. Let's put it that way. All right, he's made way more than he's cost me at this point. Tony, let's talk about your Baylor Bears.
Baylor Bears, thank you for not being in Texas and being able to say Baylor Bears, because most people say Balor or Baylor.
Why?
Because I don't know, man. People from your neck of the woods don't know how to speak English. No good, man.
Whoa! What accent are you working with here that my people in the side can't speak English?
The one that
Tony, get the shovel and start digging. Let's hear it.
No, I'm just kidding. Let's talk about this game. 6.5-point favorites are my Baylor Bears. Now, Villanova, they think this 140.5 points. That is a lot of points. I don't think we're going to see that many points. I just don't. Baylor, we saw 134 in their first game against Hartford. Right. We saw 139 against Wisconsin. Now, mind you, here's some interesting things about that. Like, some of you may look at this and think that Wisconsin game, they only won by 13. Wisconsin hung around. Apparently, Baylor was on a clip of efficiency to score 119 points per 60 minutes or some ridiculous thing like that. Like, just a lot of points.
It was a pure onslaught. That's a very bad stat to look at, because Baylor was killing them and then pulled their foot off the gas.
Right. And that's a top 20 defense in Wisconsin. So putting up that many points, 76 points, 79 points. I mean, no, we're not scoring 98 and 87 like Gonzaga, but we're scoring plenty. Villanova is without Colin Gillespie, who is a fantastic player. He got hurt the week before the season. He's done for the year. Villanova, people keep saying they should lose. They have a fantastic coach there. 6.5 points is a lot. But Baylor has only won two games by less than 6 points this year. Their third time against Kansas State in the Big 12 tournament, and then the first game back when they played Iowa State and won by three games, and up in West Virginia -5. I think my Bears cover 6.5. I think we definitely win, but I think we're covering 6.5.
My analysis on this one's pretty easy. I was one of those doubters. I thought Nova was going to be bounced early. I bet against them multiple times in this tournament for things that have paid off and things that have happened, if we're being honest, right? But I bet against them. I don't think 6.5 is a lot of points, and here's why. Typically, when we get into these games of the Sweet 16, Elite 8, you're going to cover between the 5.5 and 6.5 because of free throws at the end. If we get in a close game, it turns into almost NBA style. A lot less buzzer beaters in the Sweet 16 and Elite 8. So when I look at this, Baylor's been destroying people in the first half. Sure. Absolutely. I mean, not to the extent of Gonzaga, but it's been pretty bad. I'm going to go ahead and take Baylor. I'm going to take them at the -6.5, no problem. Yeah. I don't like the over-under, and here's why.
It's just a lot of points, and Baylor's playing good defense, too.
I can see the possibility of Baylor really holding them to a almost embarrassing point total that wouldn't hit the under with theirs combined either way. I really could. I think your Bears are going to go out in this game and look fantastic.
Yeah, I think so. And again, we're like, you know, this show is meant to be like a bit of a pick and a bit of a gambling show as well, because we're going to do both. Of course, I care about my Bears moving on. Yeah, I think Baylor will move on easily. Overall, the most important thing to me is that my Bears win, but I do think we cover 6.5 points. I didn't feel good about us covering the spread on the first game, which we did not. Actually, I lie. It was 22.5. We covered 22.5, and then we covered Wisconsin -6. And I just don't like, you know, we're going to play somebody eventually that's going to be tough. Like if we play in Arkansas, we play Houston, if we get into the Final Four, we're not covering against those guys. But I don't see why we wouldn't. Dude, now.
It's not that it's not a tough competition right now, but it's only 6.5. I had a feeling going into this, Baylor would have been -10.5, -11.5. That was my personal opinion. I thought this was one of the bigger separations of talent differences. So when it came out, I was happy to bet on it, but yeah, I was kind of surprised.
Yep. Let's move on to the next game here. Oral Roberts versus Arkansas. Oral Roberts is 11.5 point dog in this game. Arkansas, the point total is ridiculous.
Beyond
59 points.
Beyond ridiculous.
That's under. I just don't see how that game is gonna like. Now I know why they do it. I know why they're doing it, because Arkansas versus Texas Tech had 134 points in it. That's a lot of points playing Texas Tech. Oral Roberts had 159 against with Florida, and then they had 147. I get why it's gonna go under.
But listen, you said 147, and then they hit 159. This is set at 159. The craziest part at them getting to 159, this would have to be a close game, if not an overtime game, for them to hit it. The craziest part is, like you mentioned, Oral's getting +11.5. Those two things will not add up. If you're betting the over and the spread of this game, best of luck to you, because those two things are not going to add up. I don't have an issue with people taking Arkansas -11.5. I think Oral's run is probably toast. I'll be betting this game live, Tony. I won't touch it before. But for anyone listening, I think it's Arkansas's time, but watch the closeness of the game and then definitely take the under. Like, good grief.
It's a lot of points. I think the under for sure is the, like, if you're doing a pregame bet on this, I don't like the line. I think it's too dicey of a line. I'm with you. I think Arkansas absolutely could cover 11.5. They're very good. Now that I doubted them against Colgate, that's fine. They play and they beat a really good Texas Tech team. They played Texas Tech's game too and beat them. So there's no reason to think that Arkansas is not going to end up matching up with Baylor in the Elite Eight. There's no reason to think they won't. Will they win by 11.5? Probably, but I don't feel good enough to put my money where my mouth is here. I think if you're pregame betting, you bet right now before the line drops, you bet under 159. It is not going to be that way.
That line, Tony, I just looked it up. We'll go move on to the next game, obviously, in a second.
Yeah.
It actually opened at 160.5.
See, I wish I had gotten in at 116.5, because it's not hitting that. I just don't think it is hitting that. That's
1.5 points that's already dropped down, and these were released, if I'm not mistaken, at noon today. And this is for a game that's not till Thursday. That line will continue to fall, it looks like.
It's a lot. So if you're going to get in there now. I don't even think that we've seen 160 in a game yet. Gonzaga's seen 150. I think the closest we got is 159. No, I'm sorry. I take that back. We got 175 yesterday with Oregon, Iowa.
Yeah, there was another one in the first round, too. Yeah, but yeah.
I didn't even realize that Oregon put up the second most points in the tournament. Goodness.
Yes.
Oof. Syracuse at Houston. Houston is getting 6 points, or they are 6-point favorites. I'm sorry. The game is at 139.5 for the game total here. Let's just talk about it from where these two teams are coming here. We have Syracuse coming in beating a excellent West Virginia team and a very good coach. Yep. Before that, they beat a red-hot San Diego State team that had won 20 games in a row or whatever, which we found, like, you know, our buddy Tom told us, Cunningham told us that, you know, don't believe San Diego State. They're not the team that they usually are, and he ended up being correct. Makes sense. You know, VegasInsider.com makes sense.
Shocking.
Right. Houston's coming in from struggling against Rutgers. They didn't look good against Rutgers. They looked absolutely phenomenal against Cleveland State, winning by 31. So up, really up, a little bit down, still won. The Syracuse zone is quite good. I know this because Baylor's zone was the same way for many years, and that's what our defense was. Now we man up because we have the guards to do it. Six is, to me, a lot of points in this game. 139 and a half points is, I like the over a lot in this game.
Here's what I'll interject with the over under. So it opened at 138 and a half, and it's at 140 now on FanDuel.
Okay. So I have, they haven't moved it up yet over here. Right. It's at 139 and a half on DraftKings.
So obviously we're trending upward on that over under. So the bets are coming in for the over at this point.
Sure.
The 6 points to me, and this isn't one of my lock of the weeks. This isn't one of the take it to the houses.
Sure.
I think Syracuse is going to cover the 6. And here's why I say that.
Really?
Okay. I do. I think this is going to be a shootout. I do think Houston obviously is a better team. But for this to be a shootout, it has to be close. Both teams have to shoot at a high percentage to get to near the shootout. And based on the over-under, it seems like they think it's going to be a shootout.
Yeah, it makes sense. We've seen, so Syracuse has seen 140 points, 147 points. We saw with Houston, or that was Syracuse, Houston saw 143 points and 123 points against Rutgers, which 123 points is low, but they didn't play good ball, and then they end up like scoring 10 in a row to win the game, which is awesome.
Fantastic
stuff here. So I'm with you there. I like plus 6 a lot. I don't think I'll bet. I think I'm just going to bet the over in this game, though, just to be honest. I think Houston wins the game. If you're like, who's going to win, Tony, Tom? Houston's going to win the game. I think they'll win 3 to 5 points. I could also see them winning by 15 plus because that's just what Houston is.
Damn, we're on the same page on this one. So I see that 3.5 to 5.5 range for bettors, like that's what I would bet for them winning by. But you're absolutely right. Could I see this being a blowout in Syracuse? Just their gas tank runs flat. I could. Yeah. Like, I would not be shocked.
No.
One of the things I would like on a few sites, you've got the race to 50 bet. That's the one I would bet right now on Syracuse. I'm sorry, on Houston.
Yeah, I like the race to 50 bet. Yeah, that's a nice one. Let's move on to the next game. Creighton. Poor Creighton is the next offering to Gonzaga. Gonzaga is a 13.5 point favorite. Absolutely, they are, and absolutely they should be. That makes complete sense to me. They won their last game by just 16. They only won their other game by their first game by 43. Creighton has been good. They won by 1 point against UCSB, and then they dominated Ohio, won by 14. They looked very good in both of those games. They looked much better against Ohio than they did in the first round, obviously. Yep. Gonzaga is going to cover 13.5. I don't have any problem at all saying Gonzaga covers 13.5. I don't have any problem saying that you should parlay Gonzaga covering it with the over 158 points, because that's probably going to happen. It's plus 255 if you hit it. I mean, like, stop the presses. Gonzaga is going to be in the Elite Eight. Shocker.
I don't have any issues with what Tony just said, and I think you're pretty damn spot on from what I was thinking. The only thing I can interject is start looking at those alternative point spreads. If you could find one on 24.5 that pays you well, go ahead and take Gonzaga minus 24.5. That's how badly I think this game's going to go. Creighton had a good run. Gonzaga's out to prove right now. And until they have a real bad game versus a real good team, it will not be close.
So I have something I'm going to tell you that's crazy, but we'll talk about who we see in the Elite Eight, how we see those games going, talk about our Final Four at the end. No betting there, obviously, because the lines aren't out. Florida State at your Michigan Wolverines. Your Michigan Wolverines are 3-point favorites. The total is set at 143.5 points.
Yep.
First thing I think when I see these two teams matched up and I see that score, as close as this game is going to be, the over 143.5 seems like an easy bet. Easy bet to me. I think Michigan wins by more than 3. I think Michigan does win this game, and they win by more than 3. I think they have some trouble in the next round, but not. I don't think they have any trouble getting through Michigan, Florida State. I'm sorry. It's going to be a close game. Obviously, they have trouble. I just think they win.
So look, when I look at a plus 3, it's almost to the point of a coin flip as far as NCAA basketball goes. You're not getting, as we talked about earlier, those buzzer beaters, those last second 1-and-1s right now. Right now, it's typically the foul game like they play in the NBA, right? So anything less than three or three even a push kind of seems okay. I think Michigan decided that it was a great idea to alternate defenses. Let's go real strong, real hard. Let's lay back. Let's cover. Let's cover. The last game, there was multiple runs where it was a 10-5 run. It was a 14-2 run. The coolest part about it was they would be able to rectify the defense and fix it. I think that's where I'm in trouble.
Sorry about that. I don't know what happened there. I lost the internet there for a second. Thanks for...
That was you. Ooh, I thought it was me. Let me finish.
No, I had a problem. Live shows, man, they're crazy. Live shows are crazy. So I was, you were saying when you look at this game, it's a coin flip, basically, is what you're saying.
I was finishing with, I think Michigan is the better team. I don't think the 3.5 matters. I think Michigan will win, and I think they'll cover the 3.5. My question was... This Michigan team, as I said a moment ago, figured out how to play different forms of defense last game. They figured out that they had to change things. They had to change things due to personnel. And now they're getting outside shooting, which has looked a lot better than it has in the first of the second. I'm sorry, in the first and the last few games of Big Ten. Yeah. I think they're dangerous again. I just question if they can do real damage without Livers. So in this game,
I thought he was playing this. I thought he was back.
Not yet.
Oh, is he not back this weekend?
No.
Oh, then I think they're losing to Florida State. I'm going to take +3 Florida State and money line even probably. That makes a huge difference to me. Florida State's real good. If they're down a starter, Michigan looked good.
But listen. Here's the problem with Livers. He is their leader. He's their captain. He's their everything, right? He legit got them 12 points a game on a bad night. No problem. He's still on the sideline. He's still their leader. He's still their captain. Yeah. They're not missing the points yet. I don't think it will affect them against Florida State. I don't. I think it's going to hurt them next round, though.
Andrew said brings a good point. Florida State has a lot of length, might affect their shooting a lot. Yes, I think Florida, and that's the thing too, is like you don't have your on the court leader. You can have cheerleader boy on the sideline all you want, but Myers Leonard was a cheerleader for the Miami Heat this past summer, and they still lost to LeBron. I see where you're going with it, but I think if Livers is not playing, then Michigan's out this round. I think they're out this weekend anyway, but I think they're out this round.
Between Wagner and Dickinson in the middle and in the paint, they're not going to be able to drive the rim as hard as they'd like to kick back the three. It's just not going to happen. Sure. That's where I'm picking Michigan now. You can go against them next round, fine, but that's where I'm going. I think they'll cover and be fine right here.
Florida State beat a really good Colorado team, though, by 18. I think that's something to consider, but I'm with you. I think we're split there.
Colorado team who... just fell apart that last game. But yeah, we'll move on.
They did, maybe because of their length. Moving on to the next game. We have UCLA, 6.5-point dogs against Alabama. Let me just tell you this. I think Alabama is going to murder UCLA. I just do. Alabama won by 19 against Maryland. They won by 13 against Iona. Alabama's really good. They're really, really, really good. The points on this game are set at... the points in this game are set at 145.5.
Yep.
Alabama put up 96 points last game against Maryland. That is a lot of freaking points on a Big Ten team. And not enough people are talking about that. 96 points on any Big Ten team, the way you guys play basketball in that conference, is absurdity. Alabama is going to absolutely nuke UCLA.
I mean, who did they put 96 up against?
It was still Maryland. It doesn't matter.
Oh,
though.
Yes, it does. Maryland's not included in the Big Ten. But would they do that against the other Big Ten teams still? Yes, they would.
Hey, so Maryland made it further. Yes. Maryland made it further than a lot of Big Ten teams. So they're more Big Ten than Ohio State or Michigan State.
Go, Tony. I It's hard because
it's hard to believe Alabama's that good.
No, it's hard to believe the teams Alabama's able to play. So now we have Alabama playing a play-in team at this point. They were already good, right? They already had, holy shit, I'm going to bet them matchups. And now I have them versus a play-in team. This may be one of those games where follow it real close, hit your bet button real hard the first 6-7 minutes. And then when Bama gets up by a boatload, cash it all in because they're not going to lose. Like,
no.
I just don't know how quickly they're going to put UCLA out of business, I guess is my question.
I'd hit it with a backdoor cover is what I would do. This is how I'm going to bet this game. I'm going to take the 6.5 points on Alabama. I'm going to wait till they get up by 15 to 18 points. And then I'm going to hit whatever that number is on UCLA to cover plus like 14.5 when it gets to that. So I can cover it on both ends.
That's my concern. I don't even trust them covering 14.5 in this game.
UCLA? No, they'll cover 14.5. They'll slow it down enough.
You're probably right, and it's a smart bet, but I couldn't do it right now. I don't.
Yeah, I think it's gonna go that way. Well, no, you do it live. You watch the game flow, see how it goes. You hit the bat. The best thing you can do, guys, if you don't know this already, is when you bet these games, go bet a blowout game. Right, like so. Right now, for example, you have the Sixers and the Warriors. It's a 14-point game. If like the Warriors like get to where it's like plus 19.5, plus 21.5, you like immediately go hit that for $5 or $10 because. Are the Sixers going to win by 20 points? No, they're going to pull their starters at some point. Alabama is going to pull their starters at some point if they're up by 20 points, which I think they will be up by 15 to 20, and you hit it for a backdoor cover. Easy breezy. Make some money. Now, yeah, mind you, I'm going to say this and watch you.
Easy breezy is the Nats beating the Blazers right now. Let's move forward.
That's true. Oregon and USC. USC is a 2.5-point favorite. This game is the last game of the Sweet 16 round, and it should be. This game is going to be awesome. And the winner of this game is going to beat Gonzaga. You heard it here first, boys and girls. The winner of this Pac-12 team is going to beat Gonzaga. That's how good I think they are. Let me say it again. USC is going to win this game, and then they're going to beat Gonzaga. I am going out on that limb. USC beat such a good Kansas is down. I said that at the beginning of the year. David McCormack is good. David McCormack for Kansas is a very, very good basketball player, and they did not get beat up by it. Those Mobley brothers for USC are fantastic. Now, could Oregon win this game? Sure, Oregon could win this game. They're playing great basketball, too, but they what they did against Iowa to me doesn't mean anything because what they did against Iowa is against a team that can't play any defense. USC, however, played against a team that's pretty damn good. And they won by 34 over Kansas. Give me USC. Give me all the points.
Before the opinionated Mr. Tony touches in on his opinion of this game, let me look at the spread for a second. 2.5. Trash that. It might as well be a pick'em. That is my personal opinion. This might as well be a pick'em. So if you're thinking about Oregon, don't think about them to cover. You need them to win. USC will cover if they win and when they win. Tony, I'm with you. I like USC. I don't like the over-under, and I'll stay away from it because I don't know which way it'll go, but I'll take USC.
Yeah, I like USC winning this game too. Roland G comes in and says y'all are wrong on so many teams in this tournament. We sure were, but we got a couple things right. We got the Oregon State right. Everybody.
Wait. I said Colgate was going to do well. I said Oral was going to do fine. I said Michigan was going to do great. Everyone got screwed in Illinois. Who didn't think Illinois was going to go farther?
Yeah, everybody got screwed on that. Ashley Waite is joining us here for the first time. She says USC sucks ass at free throws. Oregon plus 2.5. that is good information. Listen, I'm living in the moment here. It has a lot to do with it. I'll admit it. I think what USC did against Kansas is just really impressive with the way they shot. Now, could they have been hot and that was all it was? Absolutely. They shot 60% from three. So sure, that has a lot to do with it. Of course, you win if you shoot 60% from three.
This could also be the best game of this round.
It will be the best game of this round. I
there
think
it is then. Yeah, so I think, from a fan standpoint or from a better standpoint, from watchability, like, this is the game that has my eyes. Like, yeah, this is the game where I do think could go either way. I'm not overconfident. Sure. I do have my opinion and know, I think. But for me, like, I'll be excited to watch the game. And that's just with Michigan, Florida State on the same time. Like,
yeah. Let's just remember this too, while we're talking about this game. David McCormack, who's a very good, talented big for Kansas, only had 5 points against USC. They played fantastic, fantastic defense on that team, and I really think that needs to be considered. And that's really the main reason why I'm picking USC. I was just so impressed with the way they slowed down Kansas. I get it. I understand that maybe Kansas is down a whole lot. Maybe they're not that good, but they beat my Bears, and my Bears are pretty good.
Tone, guess who else beat some good teams? That Illinois team beat Michigan.
Sure.
That Ohio State team beat Michigan.
Yeah.
Because of what happened one or two games, I'm no longer looking at it anymore. Prior to that, I agree with you. Like, okay, who'd beat the good teams? Can they upset somebody? This year right now is bananas. Yeah. But I do think the really good, true good teams have powered through and made their way to where they are now.
I like Ashley's take. She's the calm, cool, and collected person here to say that she just likes the points. She said, I'll take the points because I think it's going to be a close game. Honestly, that's probably exactly the smart way to bet it.
Right.
I'm just going to be ballsy as shit and take a USC at like a -7, like an alt spread. I just think they're very good. Let's talk about how our picks have lined up to the Elite Eight here. So our Elite Eight teams, we have as Oregon. You think Oregon State's being loyal to Chicago?
Yes.
You said that resoundingly.
By a lot.
You're a bold man. You're a bold man. Okay.
I gotta pick one every round, and this is the one I'm gonna ride. So let's go.
That's fair. All right. So you got Loyola Chicago winning, and so you've got Oregon State. I've got Loyola Chicago. We both have Houston. Or are you taking Syracuse to win?
No, we're definitely both taking Houston.
All right. So Roland said he locked in +700 on FSU to the Final Four at the start of the tournament. Locked in Chicago or Loyola Chicago early at +5,000. Did Ashley?
Whoa! Hit that cash out button, baby.
I love that. No, they got to get to the Final Four for her to get it. That is a crazy
bet. I'm sorry. Okay.
I think Loyola Chicago faces Houston.
Nice bet.
If Loyola Chicago gets to the Elite Eight. Fuck it. Let's ride with Sister Jean. Go to the Final Four.
Is it them, Houston, Tone? Would that be?
It would be them, Houston, Oregon State, Houston. Well, you have Oregon State, Houston. Who would you see winning that game? If you get your matchup, Oregon State, Houston.
Oh, at that point, Houston's on a roll. I think this is one of those things where Houston's one of those two up, two down teams. If they win this week, I think they'll win the next time. Obviously, if they lose their balance, so it kind of sounds stupid, but like, the real thing to me is I pick them to go. I think at this point, they haven't looked tremendous, but I'll ride with it still because I don't think that section in the conference looks great.
I think if Loyola Chicago gets to the Elite Eight, I'll ride with Sister Jean, go to the Final Four. I mean, that's not who
is going to Mass. You heard that here first, folks.
We both have Baylor. We both have Arkansas. Who wins between Baylor and Arkansas? I'm putting my Bears into the Final Four. I think they at least get there.
Oh, I think that's when Arkansas falls off a planet.
I don't think they fall off a planet.
I think they're done. If it's Baylor, Arkansas, in my humble opinion, I'm looking at alternative odds of Baylor killing them. Baylor, you would have reached the hard part of the tournament, where you had those spots where it didn't look great. We had X, Y, and Z issue, but now you're over the hump. That's where you would be. I would take Baylor huge.
I wouldn't take them huge at all. I think they'll win by 3 or 4 against Arkansas. Huge. I think Arkansas is pretty good. Let's move over here to the bottom of the Elite Eight here. We would have Michigan and Alabama, and I will take Alabama.
If I get a Michigan-Alabama matchup here, I will hit those same alt odds, and I will take Michigan minus a lot.
That is a terrible bet.
It is just not a terrible bet. It is Alabama's, not. Here's why.
Alabama is fucking good. Alabama is really fucking good.
And they've looked good, and they've been good. But I'm going to give them 2 big men, which Michigan's going to do in the middle of the paint. And I'll have Livers back for that game. I cannot, with Livers coming back likely for that game, have a chance for Alabama. 0.
Andrew says that Dickinson will pose some problems for Bama, but it won't be enough. That is exactly how I feel. Watch out for Bama bombing threes, and their defense is very good. Yes, Alabama is really good. Alabama is another. This is how I see it going for Gonzaga. Gonzaga is either going to lose to USC or Oregon, or they're going to lose to Bama. They're not getting that. I don't think they're getting to the championship game. I don't think Gonzaga will get to the championship game. We both have Gonzaga versus USC. I will take USC to upset Gonzaga. I do not think Gonzaga's getting to the Final Four. I think Gonzaga is absolutely the best team in basketball, but I think that they,
what does that
I
mean, think they're
going to be, I think they're going to get upset just because that's kind of what Gonzaga does, is they get upset when they should win. And, you know,
look,
that's where I see it.
It's a tournament, so we can say upset, we can say favorite, whatever. This is not a best of 7 series. This is a best of 1 game. So I guess the real question is, can Gonzaga get up for a game where they're going to get hit in the mouth over and over again from USA? So to your point, this is a game where I don't think the line will be high. If that's the matchup, I do not think it's over 5.5. I really don't. I think at that point in the tournament, we've got a lot of confidence in one team and a lot of team that has just killed people. So, yeah, you have confidence, but you haven't got hit in the mouth yet. And unfortunately, in these kind of tournaments, you need to get hit in the mouth early to come back from it. So I agree with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Gonzaga plays 2 meaningful games every year, says Andrew. They do, and they lose one of them when it's in the tournament. It's typically how it goes. I don't think Gonzaga makes it. I just don't think Gonzaga makes it to the championship game. Now, with that, in that same note, yeah, my Bears absolutely could not make it to the championship game. Like, I absolutely think that that could be a thing too. But Baylor's side gets, I don't know, Gonzaga and Baylor have a really tough path to get to actually get to meet each other, which is, you know, they, like, I mean, let's just call it what it is. Did they not set up these tournaments, this tournament, hoping that Baylor and Gonzaga just walk through there and no injuries, they get to rest their starters and they play in a championship game? Like, this is clear to me that this is what they wanted to happen.
I mean, I think I look at a couple of the brackets, and there's a lot of people locally in Michigan that have thrown a fit about Michigan's bracket and how they got screwed here, screwed there, whatever.
Yeah.
When you move into the bracket scenario, dude, we're talking big money. We're talking ratings. We're talking viewership. We're talking everything.
Sure.
So, yeah, we're going to have times where the preferable matchup may hit here and here. It's not, I don't think it's right, wrong, or different. And I think going into this, the Gonzaga and Baylor team were better than the Illinois-Michigan team. And obviously it's being proved right now with Illinois being bounced. So I don't have an issue with the seeding, the brackets, or what they're trying to do. I really don't.
Sure. Yeah, I think it's fine. We won't talk about Final Four and championship game. We'll wait till we get there, because at this point, there's no reason to do that until after this next weekend comes up. So that is what we'll get. We'll be done with this episode, guys. Thank you for listening. Is there anything else you want to say before we get out of here, Tom?
I'll ask you, what game are you the most confident in? If you could give everyone listening, like, the most confident,
what is my lock?
Just a victory, not minus points, not betting wise. Like, what game do you?
Oh, Gonzaga over lock? Gonzaga over Creighton's the easiest lock in the world to me.
That to use it, okay.
Yeah, Gonzaga over Creighton's, and Gonzaga, not only that, I think Gonzaga versus Gonzaga 13.5 minus 13.5 is an absolute ice cold master lock, if you will.
crazy to me because I think it's Baylor, but we'll move forward.
6.5 points over Villanova. I mean, that's
we're just saying the victory. Like, who's winning?
I think Gonzaga is the easiest. They have the easiest matchup this round. This is their last easy matchup for them, and then it's tough the rest of the way. So we'll see what happens. But for Tom, I'm Tony. This is Shooting the Sports here. So if you guys are listening on iTunes, please make sure you drop a 5-star rating and review for us. If you're listening on YouTube, hit subscribe, hit comment, share, all that good stuff. And if you're listening to this video, you've gotten all the way through, let us know what your bets are this weekend. Tell us what your bets. What is your lock of the week? Are we wrong? Talk that right. Shit if we're wrong. We don't mind at all. I will interact with all of you, and I will be a complete gentleman about it. So please let us know. What are your locks? What are your picks? What do you agree, disagree with us? Talk with us. We love it. Thank you to Ashley, who joined from Hawaii. I appreciate you being here. Hawaii is a wonderful place. I love Hawaii. Hawaii is my favorite place in the world. Thank you to Andrew and Roland for joining as well. Guys, we'll see you next time. Appreciate you.